This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 248 for Monday, January 31st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Monday, with speculative positioning a feature as traders continued to exit the nearby March contract. Canola up $4 to down over $4, March down $4.40 at $1,013.20 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans did provide underlying support as soybeans hit fresh contract highs, but soy oil is softer on the day and the Canadian dollar is stronger, and that cuts into crush margins. Ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies remained supportive, but demand is being rationed at current price levels. France's Strategy Grains forecast European rapeseed production this upcoming year at 18.2 million tons. That would be up by 7.4% from 2021. Chinese markets are closed this week for the Lunar New Year holiday, and that is limiting some activity. In the U.S., soybeans were higher while corn and wheat were both down. Soybeans hit fresh contract highs in many months, with the March contract up 20 cents at $14.90 per bushel. Persistent dryness concerns out of South America were supportive, with overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil also underpinning the market, despite eventual declines in Chicago soy oil. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections at 1.4 million tons were up slightly from the previous week, but off what moved the same week a year ago. Brazil's soybean harvest is estimated to be about 11% complete. That's up from only 1.4% at this time a year ago. Corn had seen some buying interest to start the day, but ran into resistance and turned lower in sympathy with wheat. March corn down 10 cents at $6.26 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections at just over a million tons were down slightly from both a week and a year ago. Seeding of Brazil's second corn crop is underway as farmers make progress taking soybeans off the fields. Wheat, it is down sharply, posting double-digit losses after having started the day on a firmer footing. Minneapolis down 15 cents in the March contract at $9.05 per bushel. Kansas City down 21 cents in March at $7.81 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 25 cents in the March contract at $7.61 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of 361,000 tons were down 12% from the previous week. The ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine did keep some caution in the wheat market, as those two countries are major world wheat exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 31st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.